WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A Bryan man just arrested for an armed robbery of Pepe's restaurant last month is now accused of two Bryan convenience store holdups from last Monday. Officer Kelly McKeithen says an anonymous tip led to the additional charges against 26-year-old Brandon Moore.
He was then put in a lineup and shown to employees at the Pepe's. We had multiple people there who had picked him out of that lineup. And then we were also able to take that information and kind of help us with the other cases as well.
Moore was identified as the suspect who held up the Ready to Go store on South College and the Oaks Food Mart on 29th. Moore was picked up in the community of Clay, south of Snook, after he called a crisis hotline. Moore admitted to being the man who committed the robberies. Moore admitted the man who committed the robberies looked like him, but he denied any involvement. A College Station policeman received a letter from his credit card company that someone made an online attempt to open a fraudulent account. That led to a month-long investigation, which resulted in the arrest of an office employee of a local fitness business. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the internet address and the physical address of the bogus account were traced to 20-year-old Joy Coleman of College Station, whose job included processing credit card information.
The information provided by these victims was for legitimate purposes. The suspect in this chose to violate that trust that must exist between customers and businesses.
Coleman is accused of using the credit card information of 9 customers to fraudulently apply for credit. At this time, there is no evidence that any credit card charges were made, but the investigation continues. The cause of a deadly house fire last Monday night near Caldwell is still unknown. Christine Labertu of the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says a neighbor called 911 to report the fire in Deanville.
It was learned that the bodies are identified as James Zeese, 70, and his son, James Zeese Jr., 49. Preliminary autopsy results show the cause of death to be fire-related.
The deaths are not considered to be suspicious. Labertu says the father and son shared the house where the fire occurred. Today is Bowen Lofton's last day as Texas A&M president.
I've got lunch plans with President Bush, 41, and then I'll be stopping by to see some friends and very generous individuals in Houston in the afternoon as I return here tomorrow night. And then, of course, at midnight, I turn into a pumpkin, I guess.
Lofton, who starts February 1st at the University of Missouri, already has a date for returning to Aggieland.
November 15th, 2014 will be a day I'll be here. That's, of course, the next meeting between Missouri and Texas A&M at Kyle Field. That'll be a little challenging for me.
While winding down at A&M, Lofton has already been in contact with university officials and Missouri lawmakers who meet every year. This morning brings a new traffic bottleneck. Those who drive Rock Prairie Road at the freeway will be in a construction zone for the next year and a half. The $4 million expansion will include daily lane closures on Rock Prairie, the freeway, and both frontage roads. A reminder for motorists on the freeway in Bryan that work begins tomorrow on the southbound ramps at William Joel Bryan and Briarcrest. For the next 2 months, this will reduce the speed limit to 60 miles per hour and will also close one lane on the southbound frontage road. As for the freeway construction northbound in College Station, TxDOT says the on-ramp from Southwest Parkway will open next Monday, weather permitting. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 61 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merrymaids. More news at 8:30 or anytime at our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merrymaids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merrymaids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merrymaids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merrymaids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them today about their fall promotion. Up to $2,000 off on select equipment. Call Barker's at 690-2278.
Frontal systems move through the area. We should see clearing skies behind that front today. It'll be windy, 65 to 70. Clear, breezy, and cooler tonight. Lows will be 35 to 40. The trend will be for cooler weather to continue to develop into tomorrow, but we'll have lots of sunshine, highs 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be 35 to 40. During the day on Wednesday, we'll see lots of sun, and highs will be somewhere between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Right before it's 8:11, right before 8 o'clock, we were talking about the A3 rocket stand that's been built, even though they're not going to do any A3 rockets, and that the two senators wanted that money to continue to be spent, obviously, because it's a project there, and thus the problem we have within the political system. Doesn't matter whether they're Democrats or they're Republicans. They just want to look out for themselves. Then there's
their constituencies.
The politician in North Carolina who wrote his resignation letter in Klingon.
Oh, of course.
David Waddle handed in his letter of resignation to the Indian Trail Town Council. David said he chose Klingon as, quote, an inside joke, end quote. The mayor, one Michael Alvarez, says the Star Trek-themed letter was unprofessional. David, for his part...
If you're quitting, who cares?
That's right. David still had 2 years left on his term. He says he's quitting to run for the United States Senate as a Constitution Party candidate. I bet you a whole bunch of folks in the Tea Party are glad about that. He's not going to run one of them. Because that's all you need is some guy who wants to write his letter in Klingon.
Bakhta!
So there, I don't know what that means.
It's like a Klingon war cry. It's the only part of that. I know anything about it
so
all.
So it's like Klingon for hell yeah.
I think so.
Red Hot Chili Peppers have been added to the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Now, what is that about? How does that make Bruno Mars feel? I mean, you know.
I don't care.
Okay. Bruno's going to throw his hat into the crowd.
I can tell you how they're both going to feel, and that's going to be cold because it's in New York in February.
You know, one of the things, who's doing, is it Bud Light has got a boat?
Yes. It's a ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
An icebreaker?
Not like a big ship, and it's going to be called the Hotel Bud Light or something like that.
Yep.
Pretty smart idea, because obviously whatever you're paying just to dock that puppy there is cheaper than the whatever if you're going to take a hotel and rent it. So not
because what I want to do is be on the Hudson River in February.
As long as you're inside, it's okay. Not going to be a whole lot of, you know, folks out there rearranging the deck chairs or playing a little hockey. Well, they might. I mean, no, shuffleboard. They might be. 120-pound mom of four set a new world record for eating a giant steak in under 3 minutes.
Is this the one in...
It's in...
Amarillo?
No, it's in Portland, Oregon. Same kind of deal. How can you eat a 72-ounce cut of meat in less than 3 minutes? Golly.
It's the little ones you got to worry about, man.
Well, I understand. Previous record was 6 minutes and 48 seconds. Under 3 minutes. The petite 34-year-old said she can't explain her unusual talent. I was just born that way. I guess it's like a stupid human trick. Oh, very nice. Uh-huh. The annual steak-eating challenge took place at Sailor's Old Country Kitchen in Portland, Oregon. Contest dates back to 1948.
Well, since it's for speed, are they just doing the steak, not all the sides like they do at the...
That may well be. Hmm. Could be that. Just that they, yeah, because the place out in Amarillo, yeah, you got to do a bunch of other stuff.
There's like a shrimp cocktail and a whole bunch of other stuff involved.
So information on... did you hear about the crazy cat lady who had the giant hairless cat?
No.
No.
Okay. And it's actually true. Biologist John Bradshaw, University of Bristol, has made a study of felines and found when cats are affectionate with their owners, they're just treating them like other cats. Explains a lot about why they will wind their way around your legs. And that's what they do. Bradshaw said that he found cats drop dead animals at doorsteps. We've seen that, right? And aren't leaving presents for their giant hairless friends. Instead, cats apparently remember upon entering the door that they prefer tin food, but their idea is that they bring something to their house. I didn't think cats cared that much. I mean, to be honest.
About anything.
Yeah, just looking at it and saying, hey, cool. The Safari Club in Dallas. You hear about this?
No.
Defending an auction in which somebody paid $350,000 for a permit to hunt an African black rhino.
Oh, I did hear about
in
this.
In Namibia, yeah. It's an endangered critter, claiming all the money will go to preserve the species.
Now,
well, after we kill it, we're going to save it.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Now, in the interest of the rest of the story, they're led around by, from what was reported, they're led around by Namibian officials and scientists and naturalists who help select an older male rhino who's become aggressive and is no longer part of the breeding population.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And the money does go to help protect the herd. So I'm okay with that.
That's cool. All right. That's it. Good. Nothing like knowing a little bit more about it. Okay. So as you know, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning facing each other for the third time in postseason.
That's going to be a huge ratings boon.
It will be. Well, here we go. So the deal is Seattle will host the 49ers in the NFL championship game. Bitter rivals. Tickets to the game go on sale today, but the Seahawks announced they won't sell those tickets to anybody in California. Anybody in California. Purchases will only be honored to fans with a billing address in Washington, Oregon, Montana, Idaho, Alaska, Hawaii, and the Canadian provinces of BC and Alberta.
I love it.
Can you do that?
I mean, don't know, but that's awesome.
I mean, I guess you can, but that's I don't know, that.
It's zip code discrimination.
Give it a few years. We'll make a law.
Okay, yeah, we will. But anyway, that's what they're going to do this time. So we'll see how that works.
That way, even if they're scalping, the people in your state are going to make the money, not somebody else.
Yeah, that's it.
I love it.
Yeah, all right. Bill McGuire here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
That's a pretty strange story.
Well, it is. That's a little bit different. A little bit different.
Well, of course, Seattle's pretty close to Russia, I guess, if you're going to have...
They're different up there. They do live in a different world. Okay.
Well, hey, just want to let folks in our area to know there's a free shred day coming up this month.
Mm-hmm.
FedStar Credit Union and the BBB have been partnering for 3 years to bring a free shred day with the help of Brazos Record Storage. And this year it's going to be Thursday, January 30th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can bring your old credit card statements, your old bank statements, things that I've noticed are piling up around my house that date back 16 or 17 years.
Sure.
And, you know, of course, the IRS wants to be able to go back to 7 years.
Right.
So look through the things in your attic, the things you've been keeping around the house that are your personal identification information. You want to make sure you shred those items, Scott. You know that.
Right.
Because you don't want to have it fall into the hands of the wrong people. And the wrong people are always looking for that information so they can take money out of your pocket and put it into theirs.
Well, a lot of us have shredders, but, you know, if you're talking about the entire year, it takes a little time.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And speaking of shredders, BBB always donates a personal shredder to the folks who show up. You know, one of those lucky people that show up to FedStar Credit Union on Thursday, January 30th, is going to win a personal home shredder.
Okay.
So that's kind of a neat deal. You want to protect your ID. You want to know what kind of limits there are on placed on there by FedStar on how much you can bring. Please call 846-7456 for more information. Once again, that's 846-7456. And I hope to see a whole lot of people on January 30th between 9 and 1 o'clock. I'll be on site to help.
Good. Well, it's good to, you know, he'll unload the stuff out of your trunk or whatever. No. But it is. That's a good thing to do. That's
you
for
bet.
Sure. All right. More
Thanks.
Information that go to your website?
Yeah, well, mostly FedStar because it's going to be at their location.
All right.
And they'll know all the rules. There won't be very many rules to it, but once again, call 846-7456, and they'll give you any information, because some people are going to want to know, can I unload my entire attic?
Right.
And, you know, we do have to work with Brazos Record Storage, and they kind of frown on it if you bring way too much stuff. So.
Just a reasonable amount.
Exactly.
Got it. All right, thanks a bunch.
You bet.
That's Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau on Alternate Mondays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 820.
Stocks appear headed for a soft start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The future suggests Wall Street will start out slightly lower. Analysts say investors are concerned about the disappointing jobs data released on Friday and how the report might affect the Federal Reserve's plans to taper its bond buying. The Wall Street Journal says the Fed might think twice about its monetary policy if tomorrow's government report on retail sales is also weak. And it may be. A lot of holiday shoppers apparently trimmed their gift lists or hunted for bargains. Bankrate.com says a quarter of the consumers it surveyed spent less than they expected during the holiday shopping season. Only 14% spent more than they planned. Bankrate senior economist says the economy is still growing slowly, hampered by high unemployment and stagnant household income. Beam shares are rallying in pre-market trading. The bourbon maker is being bought by Suntory Holdings of Japan in a deal worth $16 billion. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Well, I did it again. Had just a little too much turkey. Must have been the turkey, certainly couldn't have been the pie. How about you? Overdo it this year? Is it time to stop making excuses and get serious about dropping a few pounds? Yep, I understand. And you know, that's what's so special about Dr. Steelman's home diet from the Activate Company. It's the doctor's office diet that you use at home. Now, unlike some weight loss programs, it adapts to your lifestyle. Thousands of people have done it, and I'm one of them. Do you know 91% of the people who have tried this diet have lost weight and said it's the easiest thing they have ever done to lose weight? It's a plan that works like no other, and you can only get it at MyActivate.com. That's MyActive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. MyActivate.com or 800-465-4411. 4411.
Have you noticed how things are changing? Oh, I don't mean just the toys we play with or use every day. I'm talking about attitudes towards American-made goods and products. Today, we proudly buy American. But it wasn't always that way. Nope, stop and think a minute, and you'll remember that there was a time, and not too long ago, when almost anything American was looked at with suspicion. The biggie, of course, was cars. Folks started saying that the Japanese made superior cars to those coming out of Detroit. A whole bunch of Americans were running around back in the 1970s and early 80s saying loud and clear that they would never again buy an American car. Some even predicted the end of the American automobile manufacturer. And if you were in business or you were an executive back in the 80s, then you'll remember that suddenly there was a ration of books, magazine articles, and television reports telling us that the American way of managing business was all wet, and the Japanese methods were far superior. We were suddenly importing a host of Japanese gurus and consultants into this country, and our industry leaders were sending their top executives over to Japan to learn how to manage by Japanese methods. But of course, that didn't happen. The one thing that those folks who love to predict our future forgot is the indomitable American spirit. Our people have never been outworked, outsmarted, or outproduced. And American industry, well, came back stronger than ever. And all those silly Japanese management ideas like group exercising and yoga at lunch, well, they really never did catch on either. All the American worker needed was a bit of time to get his old spirit back. But I thought you'd like to know that there was one event that happened that really spawned this whole Japanese is better thing. And it happened in 1977. It's a little known fact that that was the year that American automobile manufacturers produced a total of 9.3 million cars and had to recall 10.4 million of them. That's right. Having to recall more cars than they made gave us all the impression that we just didn't have the right stuff anymore. But we did. Just look around you today. You'll see.
The Aggie Report is next. For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M basketball moves back out on the court at Reed tomorrow night. They'll take on the University of South Carolina. That game will tip beginning at 7 o'clock, 6:30 broadcast time on this radio station. More on the game tomorrow. Today, a comment from Blake McDonald, the senior on this team, 5'11", 175, from Spring and Klein High School. And he plays an important role. He's a part of the scout team that gives good looks to the starters for each one of our games. Blake McDonald in his approach toward his role with the Aggie basketball team.
Well, I would just say every day you just got to come out here, and I just give it my all, you know, just leave everything out there, especially this being my last year, and I know basketball is not going to be here forever, so you just got to give it everything you have today, because that's about all I got is today.
Texas A&M senior guard Blake McDonald. Blake gets into some games and has during his career at Texas A&M, but his primary purpose is to give good looks to the starters as they prepare for each game. Next game tomorrow night, South Carolina at Reed. 7 o'clock is tip time. Our broadcast on this station starting at 6:30. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound, under the care of a physician, and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
A large caterpillar called the tobacco hornworm uses something like smoker's breath to scare hungry spiders. This according to Ian Thomas Baldwin, founding director of the Max Planck Institute for Chemical Ecology in Germany. The tobacco-eating caterpillars consume massive doses of nicotine, which makes them toxic to local wolf spiders. Baldwin's team discovered that the caterpillars exhale some of that nicotine through tiny holes in their bodies.
And so when the spider attacks this caterpillar, it's getting a face full of bad breath that's full of nicotine. That is a sign for the spider that it's going to probably get poisoned if it eats this caterpillar.
Baldwin's team showed that when the caterpillars were rendered incapable of exhaling nicotine, or when they ate bioengineered low-nicotine tobacco, the spiders gobbled them right up. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Robin Roberts. As a news anchor, I ask tough questions of athletes, business leaders, even the president. So here's a question for you. If you had the power to save a life, would you? I have a chance to survive because my big sister answered yes to being my marrow donor. You can go to bethematch.org and offer a cure to someone with a disease like leukemia. So, what will your answer be? Go to bethematch.org. Brazosfit.org.
Making a resolution to get in shape? Check out AeroFit, voted best in the Brazos for over 10 years. Experience AeroFit's indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, as well as the latest in exercise equipment. With AeroFit's four convenient locations and their fifth on Longmire to open soon, there's no better health club in town to serve you. Join now for the best prices of the year. Call clickaerofitclubs.com or come by today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you.
For total fitness.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. An office employee of a local fitness company is accused of using credit card information to apply for fraudulent accounts. The investigation started last month when a College Station policeman received a fraud alert from his credit card company. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says information from several credit card companies led to the search of the suspect's apartment.
She was found to be in possession of additional pieces of identifying information that linked her to these offenses.
According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Joy Coleman of College Station says she applied online using credit card information from 9 customers.
The suspect in this chose to violate that trust that must exist between customers and businesses for their own purposes.
Flieger says at this time there is no evidence of any credit card charges being made. Bryan police say the man accused of 2 convenience store robberies last Monday is also accused of last month's holdup of Pepe's restaurant. 26-year-old Brandon Moore was picked up in the Clay community south of Snook after he called a crisis hotline. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the investigation was aided by video recordings, witness statements, and a third party acquainted with Moore.
After it was publicized that we were looking for Brandon Moore, he decided he wanted to try and get out of town. So he solicited some assistance in doing that, and then that person assisted us.
Moore denies being involved in all 3 robberies, though the arrest report noted he agreed he looked similar to the suspect. A father and adult son were identified as victims of a deadly house fire southwest of Caldwell. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office says the deaths of 70-year-old James Cease and his 49-year-old son James Jr. are not considered to be suspicious.
The cause of the fire is unknown at this time. The State Fire Marshal's Office, along with the Burleson County Sheriff's Office, are continuing their investigation of this incident.
Sheriff's spokeswoman Christine Labertue says the preliminary autopsy results indicated the deaths were from fire-related injuries. More construction along the Earl Rudder Freeway begins this morning. The $4 million expansion of the Rock Prairie Road interchange will take until the summer of next year to complete. There will be daily lane closures on both frontage roads, the freeway, and Rock Prairie. In Bryan, construction begins tomorrow on freeway ramps for southbound traffic at the William Joel Bryan and Briarcrest exits. That work is scheduled to take 2 months, and it will also affect the southbound frontage road. And TxDOT reports the northbound on-ramp from Southwest Parkway to the freeway could open as soon as a week from today. Bowen Lofton's last day as Texas A&M president is today, and when asked to recall memorable events, he came up with 2 things from 2010, one being the Nebraska football game.
Never forget the day early in 2010 after I became president, without adjective, as I call it. The Corps surprised me and marched by my house in review. Extraordinary experience.
Dr. Lofton says the only thing he feels bad about is leaving students and the other relationships at A&M.
This is not a permanent situation. We will maintain our relationships at a distance. Social media helps out, of course, and we intend ultimately to come back here to retire one of these days.
And later today, we'll learn Dr. Lofton's 2 new Twitter handles, one for Missouri and one to replace Aggie Prez with a Z, which has more than 31,000 followers. It's time for the 20th annual Rabies Airdrop, but this year there's something new. TSN's Jim Forsyth explains.
For 20 years, Canadian Twin Airplanes have been taking off from South and West Texas airstrips, dropping bait packets laced with rabies vaccine. Christine Mann of the State Health Department says the project has wiped out coyote rabies and nearly eliminated fox rabies in Texas.
We've been so successful now that we're testing an effort to expand it to vaccinate skunks.
She says skunks and bats are the only remaining mammals that are general carriers of rabies in Texas. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Texas Department of Public Safety officials are joining law enforcement around the nation and observing National Amber Alert Awareness Day. Amber Alert stands for Americans Missing Broadcast Emergency Response. It was created by Dallas-Fort Worth area law enforcement and media representatives in 1996. It followed the kidnapping and slaying of 9-year-old Amber Hagerman. Since then, every state has adopted the program. Texas Governor Rick Perry established the Amber Alert in 2002, complementing existing programs already in place. From its inception, the Texas Amber Alert program has been activated 109 times and has helped recover 124 children. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Prince Irrigation. More news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape? Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're more than just a floor store.
We're a complete design center offering custom granite countertops, an amazing lighting center, and the best floor selection in Aggieland.
And now, we're offering an exclusive selection of unique furniture to tie your home design together.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Frontal systems move through the area. We should see clearing skies behind that front today. It'll be windy, 65 to 70. Clear, breezy, and cooler tonight. Lows will be 35 to 40. The trend will be for cooler weather to continue to develop into tomorrow, but we'll have lots of sunshine. Highs 65. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be 35 to 40. During the day on Wednesday, we'll see lots of sun, and highs will be somewhere between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
836. This is Southwest Airlines Flight Center. I'd very much like to wish you well. Welcome you to Branch, The 737 that touched down at Taney County Airport, just 7 miles away from where it was supposed to be.
7 miles?
That's it. Significantly shorter runway. Plane landed about 500 feet from the end of the runway, according to Chris Burnett of the Western Taney County Fire District. He's the emergency management director as well. I talked to somebody not too long ago who's in the airplane business.
Mm-hmm.
They are a pilot, and it was because the company that they worked for had an airplane that had landed somewhere in Kansas at the wrong airport. And, you know, I know this young lady, and I think the world of her, but when she said, well, you know, the airports pretty much look alike. Well, that's no excuse. You're flying a multi-million-dollar piece of equipment. You're supposed to put the right numbers in there, and it's going to tell you where you're supposed to be.
As somebody that's got 40 logged flight hours, they do kind of all look alike.
Well, yeah. Well, no, this person has way more than that. But look, it's your job. You land it where you're supposed to. Just saying. Glad it didn't end worse than that.
True.
Yeah.
And the problem now is for Southwest Airlines, this has not been a good 2 weeks.
No.
Because you have to remember, and I really like Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines is fun. They have a lot of neat stuff that they do. I can remember being on a flight once, and the flight attendant, don't call them stewardess, flight attendant took a garbage bag and went running down the aisle. And she said, "Don't mind me. We're just taking air samples." Hello.
One little mistake. Yeah. Gripe, yeah. Gripe, gripe, gripe,
right,
gripe.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, just saying. And you know, and they got a million of them. You know, because as you're taxiing up to the gate, and you say, "Please keep your seatbelts fastened," and you're until we reach the gate. Wait, 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 wait. Okay. You know, just they have fun, but they suddenly have started being late more than anybody else. Southwest Airlines
really
has the worst on-time rankings in the United States.
Good. And they were ahead on that for years.
Well, what's interesting is they are still thought of very highly by their passengers, okay? It doesn't go hand-in-hand with them being late, okay? couple of things they said. It's a convergence of a whole bunch of different forces coming together that has caused this to happen for Southwest Airlines. First of all, one of the great things about Southwest Airlines is they don't fly into a lot of big airports. That's how they started. You know, they started with the three here in Texas. Then as they started to expand out, you couldn't fly from Southwest Airlines from Houston to Atlanta, for instance, okay? Just wouldn't get into all that stuff. You couldn't fly from Dallas to Boston. Now, you could fly from Dallas to Manchester, New Hampshire, or you could fly from Dallas to Providence, Rhode Island, but they're not going to go into Boston. They're not going to get, you know, into all that stuff. Well, they've started more and more, especially like out in Long Island, they've started to get into those larger airports. So what happens there is that your taxi time is longer. You got to wait in queue longer. Takes longer then to load the airplanes up. Maybe there's a gate that's not available. All those things that happen at big airports that weren't happening in the airports when you fly into Harlingen. You seldom have to wait in Harlingen for a gate to free up. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely not.
When you're at Preston Smith Airport in Lubbock, they usually have a gate there for you. So all those things that worked to their advantage before, not so much because now they're part of the system. The other thing that they try to do is they try to turn you around really quickly. I mean, they try to get you on the ground, get people off the plane, get new people on the plane, and zoom take off. And so that's slowed down as well. So a lot of things have happened, and at least for the time being, Southwest Airlines is still well thought of. Their passengers still like them. But something to consider that in the future, they're liable to be more and more like the rest of those guys out there than anybody else. So how do lobbyists buy the allegiance of lawmakers?
With money.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can't, you know, they cannot legally buy a lawmaker even a sandwich, okay? But there are ways to get around that, you see. 2007 rules prevent a lobbyist for a corporate client from planning or paying for a lawmaker's trip. But there's nothing to prevent that lobbyist or corporate interest from getting a foreign government to pay for it, and lobbyists can represent a foreign government just as easily as they could a corporate client. Here's the itinerary of
this reeks.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the itinerary of one unnamed lawmaker on a so-called fact-finding trip. Okay. $45,000 trip included the lawmaker, his wife, and two aides, all paid for by lobbyists. The top donations for privately sponsored congressional travel last year, Israel, Turkey, and India. Just saying. And I'm just going to say that you probably don't, those guys and gals probably don't see the Israel, Turkey, and India that the Israelis, the Turks, and the Indians see. You know what
no.
I'm saying? Probably get to
no.
see something a little bit better than that. Yeah. Oh, David Cassidy. Remember him?
He got arrested for a little drinky-winky and driving again.
Again. The key word would be again. Hello.
Hey, there's something that seems wrong with a foreign government paying anything to one of our own elected officials.
You think so? You're a little uncomfy with that,
mm-hmm.
are you?
Yeah. A tad.
Yeah, just a little bit. Of course, you know, or you could be a United States senator who happens to hold citizenship to another country. Oh, never mind.
But he didn't know.
No, and he's working on it. He's going to get that taken care of pretty soon. That'd be
Senator, before 2016.
Yeah, be Senator Cruz, mm-hmm. who was born in Canada, and he's working on it.
Just needs one more free wellness check before he leaves the country permanently.
Got to use that system mm-hmm. for all it's worth, yeah. A man in Waco charged with stabbing his girlfriend for bringing home the wrong takeout?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Chicken versus pizza?
Is that officials say Michael Corsi grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed the woman because she brought home pizza instead of chicken?
Oops.
He also is accused of choking his victim and hitting her in the face.
I'm pretty sure it was about a little more than just the food.
I'm going to have to think that there were some long simmering differences there. That's probably right. Wow, okay. Japanese study claims that watching too much TV can restructure your child's brain in a damaging way. Okay, well, we don't know what too much TV is. Probably the type of TV would have something to do with it as well. But, of course, they go for the headline so that gets your attention, and then you're shocked and dismayed over that. But, anyhow, that's what they're telling us. So, are you going to the movies more or less these days?
About the same.
Yeah.
Harris poll released Friday said, we're getting out to the theaters less and enjoying movies at home more frequently. The survey
Because we don't have to have $13 popcorn.
Yeah.
Well, part of it for me is there's so many movies that I missed initially. I'm just trying to get caught up.
Well, you know, and I guess one of the things I think about is it a movie that I need to see in a theater?
Yes.
Absolutely.
On a big screen. Because I'm not, don't have one and not going to have a home theater. Just, sorry, not going to do that. Might enhance the sound system a little bit, but not doing the other thing. And so, as a result, I think that is something. But there are other movies that I think I want to see right away. And this Bruce Dern movie, I think, is one that I want to see. Of course, I'm an old guy.
Nebraska?
Yeah. It sounds pretty interesting. And so we'll see. But like American Hustle, hear good things about American Hustle. I think mm-hmm. American Hustle won some stuff last night. And at the Golden Globes. But I don't think I have to see it on the big screen. I think I can wait and see it, you know, on my television at home, which is, you know, big enough. And
but something like Lone Survivor or Gravity, you absolutely want to see
that. Now, you see, that's right. Yeah, the Lone Survivor is a good example. That's one that that obviously you want to get. And by the way, number one movie. And
do you see Mark Wahlberg tweeted the theater in Conroe?
Well, no, I knew that. Well, what's his name lives in Montgomery County, right? I mean, the guy who wrote it.
Yeah, and the Conroe Theater shut down all but one or two screens playing just that movie because they had so much demand for it.
I saw that picture. Yeah, they said, sorry, we're not going to show all these other movies because we're showing this one.
And that's pretty cool.
Mark Wahlberg tweeted that Conroe Theater XYZ, thank you very much, you know, thanks to all the fans in Conroe.
Okay, well, that's cool. Marcus Luttrell, that's his name.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he lives over in Montgomery County, so right down the road. Anyway, but and I think what people have said is, for folks who have been in that situation, that's a pretty true recreation of exactly mm-hmm. what it's all about. So that was the number one movie, $38 million. Frozen still in there.
Really?
Wow, that's been out for
a while. I've heard really good things
about it. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoyed Frozen.
See, and I think, I don't know, you know, we were talking about going to see that, and we may. Just we really only have time to go on the weekends and generally don't get out too much. But, yeah, I would think seeing that in a big theater would be kind of cool. So that came in at $15 million. Wolf of Wall Street still in at $9 million. Then tied for fourth was The Legend of Hercules and then the aforementioned American Hustle, which, again, got a lot of good chatter but didn't necessarily do all that well as far as the numbers are concerned. Let's see what else. WGN America reportedly has hired 10 different directors to each make a mini-series episode based on one of the Bible's Ten Commandments.
Give me this one.
Yeah. The Hollywood Reporter says the directors will include Gus Van Sant, who did Milk, Lee Daniels from The Butler, Wes Craven, who did Nightmare on Elm Street, and Michael Cera from Arrested Development. One of these doesn't belong.
No,
I mean, you know,
sir.
What I'm saying? Anyway.
I wouldn't be surprised if they just never got around to Sloth.
Yeah, that's just what she...
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. At Home magazine is featured at the 2014 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Loop Centers. Have you seen my guys lately? Is your car missing the TLC from ALC? Stop on by any one of our four locations of American Loop Centers so we can make your vehicle safe for your in-town and out-of-town travels. Fast, friendly service before you need us. And remember, American Loop Center Tower Point has full-service hand car wash and detail center. Thanks for voting us best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. American Loop Centers, taking care of your vehicles so you don't have to.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, and television news. ABC's pulled the plug on the assets after just two shows. Last Thursday's show had just under 3 million viewers and will be replaced with reruns of Shark Tank, which people like, until the network rolls out the rest of its scandal season after the Winter Olympics. Ooh, ABC has the Winter Olympics? I had no idea. Ooh, ABC has the Winter Olympics? I couldn't care less, but yeah.
Curling, don't get
well,
to.
Well, yeah. You know, I'll find out when curling is, and I'll DVR that. At least I hope they'll let me know, because I don't want to have to watch that other stuff if I don't have to. NBC had figure skating on last weekend, though. I saw that. I guess they're trying to get people all ginned up and ready. Each year, Kiplinger compiles its list of the best values in U.S. schools. Nearly 600 public schools are ranked based on quality measures like admission and graduation rates, cost data, including tuition, fees, and financial aid. Texas A&M University has been in that list many times.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in the top 10 this year.
What?
Nope. Number 10 would be Georgia. Number 9 would be Berkeley. Really? Berkeley?
You're going to have to skip one because we don't do 10.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I won't. I'll skip that one. And then number 7 is University of Maryland at College Park. University of Michigan, UCLA, College of William & Mary, Florida, Virginia. Number 1 is the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
I thought UCLA was very expensive, too. Yeah. So it was like Berkeley.
Yeah.
That's not expense. It's value.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Annual in-state tuition for a bunch of these ranges around $17,000 in Florida, up to $29,000 at Berkeley. But the out-of-state tuition generally runs between $40,000 and $50,000. Cheapest out-of-state is at the University of Wisconsin, $36,000. The highest is at Berkeley, $52,000. And for all 20 schools that were listed, the average debt at graduation hovering at around $20,000.
Yeek.
Yeah, so be thinking about that as you get ready to get out there and think.
So your first year's salary, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, hey, I graduated from such and such. I deserve a salary of at least $83,000. Yeah. Mm. Hey, good news for coffee addicts. If you can't remember this, drink more coffee. David Yessa, who is an assistant professor of psychology and brain scientist at Johns Hopkins, states that his team of scientists found a positive link between caffeine and long-term memory in humans.
All right.
Yeah. In short, caffeine helps people remember things better. We've always known that caffeine has cognitive-enhancing elements, but its particular effects on the strengthening memories and making them resilient and therefore resistant to forgetting has never been examined in detail in humans, he said. So members of the research group were divided in half. Half were given 200 milligram caffeine tablets. Yeah! They didn't get jittery at all. While the other half were given a placebo. Both groups asked the next day to recognize images from the previous day, and as a whole, members of the caffeinated group were able to perform better. Now, we don't have any numbers, so we don't know exactly.
Of course they were better. Everything was faster. The faster is always better. That's the best way to go.
Where's the next one?
I saw a study that said up to 4 cups of coffee will not dehydrate you, contrary to popular belief. Yeah, I need to find that study.
But, well, again,
sorry, I should have pulled it up.
It's a diuretic, right.
Yeah.
So, mile in Colorado. Problems they have in Colorado that they don't have other places. Mile 420 in Colorado.
I know where this is going.
It still exists.
Doesn't have a sign anymore,
but
I'm betting.
The marker does not.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
In an attempt to stop people from swiping it, and they don't say here how many times it has been stolen, but repeatedly, the marker 420 on I-70 has been stolen, so the State Department of Transportation has created a sign that says mile marker 419.99. And just moved it a little closer.
That's a brilliant fix.
It is. Kevin Jones and his partner Jeanette were thrilled when they snagged a couple of cheap tickets from England to the Caribbean. But when they arrived at the Birmingham, England airport, they were turned away. It turns out that the cheap tickets were because they had booked the flight from Birmingham, Alabama to the Caribbean. Not the first mix-up, obviously, involving a Caribbean flight. Just 3 months ago, a grandmother from Plymouth, England, looked forward to her break in Granada in Spain. Found out she was
not
in
camp.
No, she ended up in Grenada. Not the same. One's an island over there by Spain. The other one's not.
The other one's a camp.
Yeah. Well, Golden Globes? You hear about this? Man, the pipes at the Beverly Hilton Hotel burst and flooded the Crimson Pathway as the stars were going to walk in later at night.
The Crimson Pathway.
At 12:20 California time, lights set off an alarm system that sprayed dirty water on the various cameras and the red carpet. The spill was attended to approximately 15 minutes later, but the Beverly Hills Fire Department had to use air blowers and wet vacs to get the scene ready. God, you hate that. And you know it had to smell horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Only with the Beverly Hills Fire Department, I believe their fire trucks are Mercedes, too, would have to go and vacuum the red carpet because the Golden Globes were hours away. Ben Downs with no intro here this morning.
I'm sorry. Oh, no
dun,
intro.
Da, da, da.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. I That's thought the best you said no headphones. And I was going to say, no, I have headphones
you
on.
You have headphones on? Well,
I'm curious.
There you go.
Much better. Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for coming to the tribute. It wouldn't have been the same without you. I'm not saying it would have been worse. I'm just saying it wouldn't have been the same.
He thought that up over the weekend.
No.
Let us know.
No. I spent most of the weekend staying with family members in the hospital.
Ah, you did. Okay. Yeah, that's why you ignored my text message on Friday. Okay.
Ding.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Not a big
sorry.
Thing. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Not only did I ignore it, I've completely forgotten about it,
okay.
I guess.
There you go. Okay.
The deal about doing a movie about the Ten Commandments, every individual one of the Ten Commandments, which one is not on primetime already?
Very good.
Excellent we got point. Murder and adultery pretty well.
Yeah, I got that regularly.
We got 2.5 Men for your basic sloth.
Yeah, Honor Your Father and Mother, none of those. I mean, there's plenty of places where, what? Well, all it takes is one smart mouth kid. Modern Family.
Modern Family. I don't know. They do pretty well by dear old dad, you know, or by Hugs at the end. It's okay.
Okay.
I'm just thinking I think it's done. That's what I'm saying.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Done been covered?
Covet? Tell me one that isn't.
No, I mean, that's,
okay.
That's
it's, this is all done.
Yeah.
It's all done. Yeah.
Got to say it. And again, this is from looking over my wife's shoulder on Facebook. Okay. That's how, because I don't do Facebook.
Who, by the way, has figured out. Spammers have figured out how to crack Facebook today. I've been getting about 25 new Facebook confirmation codes being texted to me
fun.
Today.
Yes, sir. That's great.
Just be sure and do that. Let's just click on this link and see what happens.
Picture of Ed O'Neill sitting at the table reading a newspaper from Modern Family.
Mm-hmm. Bet he wears glasses.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Below that, picture of Ed O'Neill from, what was his other show?
Married with Children.
Married with Children, mm-hmm. reading the paper. Mm-hmm. Same paper. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, what? Because Hollywood has that. They have these newspapers that they print
up.
Oh,
true.
You know, because they can't do
what?
It to make sure there's no copyright problems. Yeah. Is that cool
what?
Or what? Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I will see if I can get those pictures for you.
I am stunned.
Yeah, yeah. Because, again, and we knew that happened. We knew that happened.
No, we didn't know that happened.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, no, to make sure that there's no copyright problems. Yeah,
for crying out loud.
I'm just telling you.
More lawyers.
Yeah, that's what. And we need
them. In Hollywood, imagine.
We need them. Within 200, Ben,
yes.
Tell me the total number of episodes so far in the Law & Order franchise.
Oh, gosh, who would know?
Within 200?
Is that scary or what?
$1, Bob.
Yeah. Consider, if you will, the magic number is 100 to go into syndication. All right. When you get 100 episodes, then you can go into syndication.
Star Trek did it with 72.
Yeah, that's way you cha-ching, unless you're Star Trek. Right. Well, since you don't know, 1,017.
Whoa.
I was going to say 1,000.
Wow. Which one's the most?
17.
Which one has the most?
Well, just Law & Order regular. Law & Order, I've been here forever, that one. Where?
Do you have the numbers for the t'others?
I don't. It just says this is the total in the franchise.
Hmm.
So what is the most common time that people wake up? What is the most common time that people wake up?
7 a.m.
I'm going to say 6:30.
Okay. Well, those are two of the top three, but number one is 6 o'clock.
What a bunch of busy bees we are.
Oh, yeah. For those folks who are kind of in our world, if you want to get back down into that, 4 in the morning is 2.7%.
Mm-hmm.
But it says here 8%. 8%. And the months where people will wake up the earliest would be February, July, and October. And we wake up the latest in December.
Huh?
So I'm just telling you.
Well, I wonder how much of that, because in December, you're on vacation for half of it. Or
could
a lot
well
of people
be.
Are.
Wait. This just has the sound of of let's see if any radio station will pick this up.
Pick the,
how do they know? How would they?